Everybody, this is episode 4 of Why the Songbird Sings. Shauna, the Songbird, with Shahari B.
How's it going?
Today, it's going cool, boo. So today we over here got our good friend, Miss Indy, joining us for a very unorthodox segment where it's just pretty much a fuck it episode. And we just talk about random shit and just like... let's pretty much just have a combo. How you doing today, Indy?
Lovely, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Shahari, what's up? What's going on with you?
I'm good. I have on all my clothes. We all clothed. And I have tea. I am drinking green tea for my for peace and blessings. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Indy, what you got in your cup? Indy, what's in your cup?
Water.
What type of water?
Regular water.
What is kind regular like water? Are we talking about faucet water? Are we talking about spring tap water? Are we talking about flavored water? Is tea is water. What we got?
Well, I'm sure it's water from somebody's faucet. I got it from a bottle.
That's you.
Favorite water brands, go.
That is the lame. No, let's.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, I had some Voss in my cart and it was like 200, like, no, it was like 110 degrees. And I drank the Voss and it tasted like ice cold. So I think that's a winner.
I've never had Voss. Is that like expensive water?
Is it expensive?
It comes in a glass bottle.
But so yeah, it comes in a glass bottle. So I think it's like more expensive because of the bottling.
Yeah, I don't think the water itself is anything special, but I do like the bottle.
Correct.
Supposed to be glacier water? No?
I think so.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what to call it? So, I have a few questions to ask. And it doesn't matter the order, but let's see how this goes. Hopefully, it won't be too terrible. So, the first question is, how did you guys meet me?
I'll let Indy go first. I think I already answered that question in a previous.
You did.
Previous show.
Did you actually answer? No, you just said you saw me and you never got rid of me. You never like explained how.
That's enough.
That's enough. But you know, this one time at band camp,
my God,
singular, very thick band manager. I don't remember when we actually met.
I pretty much like with everybody at a certain point, I just remember like us constantly keeping contact and that's it.
I remember specifically though in band camp, I thought this was so strange. You know, I was out there glistening and sweaty, which is irrelevant to the story. But you came up to me, you were just like, wow, you're glowing. Are you mixed with something? And I looked at you because I was like, sir, ma'am.
Are you mixed with something? Wow. Okay.
You know, a light skinned father and another shade of black mother. Like black. Like
I love it. I thought that was
a very interesting question to ask a stranger. But
that sounds like some shit I would do.
I don't know why. That sounds like something you shouldn't do, but
don't we all do things? And then Shaw, you don't want to.
One of the first mothers, you know.
Who was the first mother?
You were mistaken for my mom at one point in time. Somebody literally thought she was my mom. And I was like, I died laughing. That's all I could do. I couldn't even answer. That was at
the baptism because they thought you and Kenneth were my sons. And the white lady was like, are these your sons?
I couldn't even answer. I just died. I died in tears.
We were both in tears.
My stomach was just hurting. And she was looking at us like, what did I say? Like, the best thing ever. That's what you just said.
And Kenneth was, he was looking confused. She was like, what did I say? And he said, I don't know. And he's just, just not telling this poor lady. Like,
I will say, I feel like it's more, most likely mistaken as your wife, though, Jahari. You guys are so close-knit. I've had to wonder.
No.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't it at all. Only you was wondering that. I think you have you had a motive behind that comment you just made.
Oh my God. Huh? I don't have no vodka for this. Stop. Yeah. I don't have no vodka.
Well,
but, I think how we met, I don't really recall because literally you were just there and you never, like, we were crossing the fraternity and we were both in the same, what's it called? Team? Pledge class. We were both in the same pledge class and I was minding my business as usual. And you were like, you're so quiet. And I was in the back. He was like, come up to the front. I remember something like that. And then we crossed. And then the following semester, I moved into the Edge. And you would come over like every day for some reason.
I was invited for some reason.
Ooh, oh, David invited you. Okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I doubt he listens, but don't do that.
He invited you. And then you were there and you just stayed. And then you ended up in my car. We was going to get Comcast, whatever. And then
talking about Shauna like she's the apparition, like she just appeared one day.
She did. She just appeared. And I was like, why are you here? And you just kept coming over.
I love it. I always find it interesting to ask people that because I always feel like, because I don't remember exactly how I meet people, I just always like find it interesting to ask and see. And also it's an interesting little icebreaker or whatever. As well. So to the both of you, what would you consider your best memory?
Best memory of what?
With anything.
Anything.
In general, anything.
That's not a good question for me.
My God, I can't do it. Why are you this way? Oh my God.
Is that a collective you or was that aimed towards someone specifically?
No, this is for both of you. I mean, technically for all of us, but I'd rather you guys go first and then once call it, and I would just tail in a brief little answer.
I guess the first thing that comes to mind would be, I guess, that spring break trip that we took sophomore year. It was literally a random pack of people. We were all there, slightly underaged.
Could have had a gore dog.
Not that one.
Which one?
That is not one of my best memories. No.
No. You're talking about New Orleans?
I'm talking about New Orleans.
Oh, where Shauna pissed on
Shauna pissed on her pants. She was so drunk, she went in the closet and thought it was a bathroom and pissed on her boyfriend's pants.
I was sleepwalking. It was so good.
She did it on purpose, and I'm happy she did because these shorts. I was tired of seeing him in them little shorts. They needed to have been taken care of.
Oh, child, y'all ain't shit.
Yeah, it was like a random group of people, and we all went to a spot, and we enjoyed each other's company. And I just like that energy altogether. So
we were just a random collection of misfits.
We really were.
That same trip, that was when the people had came to Gannon and Cody was like, do y'all have an elderly black lady with you?
Yeah, that's what you sounded like. That's what you sounded like.
I don't even know what I was like loud about. God only knows. Anyways, Indy.
Yes. You know, I'm trying to think and recollect, you know, are these memories specific to like you guys or personal memories?
Mm-mm. It could be personal. It can be whatever you like to share.
Well, I always like to like the memory of, you know, while I was in Russia and I got lured into that basement club.
Mm. Are you going to share the memory? Are you going to elaborate?
Right.
That's what matters.
Right. Or is it something that's incriminating that we should just only know?
The memory that are incriminating, but the parts that I can share. You know, I was out drinking with the guy. He's actually from here. He's a police officer. And so what happened was me and him and a few other people, we were drinking and there's this girl and the guy, we're going to just call him Todd. Todd liked this girl. She did not like him back, but I told him that she did, so he would keep buying our drinks because I was actually trying to holler at her. But that lie went too far because she was trying to take me somewhere and Todd ended up coming and he ended up like renting a karaoke room and buying all of our drinks for that night. And it was a really fun thing. I think at the end of the day, that girl and her friend, they were like paid by the club to lure people into the club. But he ended up rounding up like $2,500 on his credit card and wanted me to pay for my drinks the next day. I told him no, but it was a beautiful memory. It was a great time.
Maybe I commend a scammer. I commend.
Beautiful time.
My God. So I guess what you saying that goes into the next question. How have your strengths helped you succeed? And that can be in life, in careers, in your personal life.
I see. What are my strengths? I got to figure that part out. You know, it might be what is my strengths? I'm very truthful. We got truthful in there. And then I'm observant. And I typically try to like and love people. So as far as those three things, I think that has helped me everywhere I've went, because for some reason people like me and I don't even understand it, because I don't be talking to nobody. I be minding my business and we had that one conversation and they just keep coming back. I'm like, I don't know what I say in that conversation, but that's typically what happens.
A lot of time, I mean, for me, it was nothing.
Exactly. It's like you don't be doing nothing. You just be being yourself. And here you are.
And so, that's the beautiful thing. You just be yourself.
Yeah, I think that's helped me deal with people in the job and helped me get other jobs. Also, my other strengths will be like, I have kind of a love for practice, so I can do tedious things and not like be completely, you know, people's minds get blown or their minds die doing tedious stuff. I can do that stuff longer than the average person. So that really helps with my new job with Boeing parts and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my example. And they?
All of my strengths get me in trouble. So I'm just going to evoke the fifth on that one.
I'm screaming.
Okay, what are some more positive ways you can use your strengths then?
Right.
I said I was devoting the fifth.
You know what?
Then what are the strengths then?
I'm about to get some Fuck it. Fuck it all.
You know,
she makes me sick.
It's hard to say this without sounding, you know, like ahead of myself. I'm just too damn smart.
That you are. How many times have I told you you're just naturally smart?
I just know too much stuff. That's, you know, I guess that's a strength.
Yes, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, but ignorance is bliss. So,
well, let's have a good happy medium there. So you can use your knowledge. Ishana, what are your strengths?
Let's see. I would probably say one of my strengths could be my sense of empathy.
Agreed.
And that definitely has helped me in a lot of things, because even without being in the medical field, sometimes some people need somebody to come in and just kind of like feel them for a moment. And I'm talking about like metaphorically in a sense. To just feel them, and even if they don't understand, to just simply just, you know, be thoughtful of them and what they're going through. And yeah, and sometimes it creates stronger relationships that I continue to this day.
Yes, I remember a living arrangement that you had, and you got along with him very well because of that.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well,
at the edge.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dependent.
Who the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah, you're talking Saudi. About the one your who Saudi was roommate. Like secret.
The one at the edge that you were roommates with for like 4 years.
Oh, you're talking about Sam. Okay, because I thought you were talking about Ali this whole time. I was like, is he talking about Ali? But no, Sam was my baby. He was my precious little baby.
Exactly.
And he wasn't Saudi. He wasn't Saudi. He was Persian. Okay. And was like from Iran.
He was handsome. Right.
Fine as hell. Young ass. Anyway, that goes into my next question. What is your biggest turn off?
You trying to start some shit.
With your mind.
I'm sorry, Andy. What you?
Anyway,
this is why my cup says peace. Okay, go ahead, Andy.
I think the hottest person, the hottest thing a person can have is their brain. When people can have intellectual conversation, you know, when someone like has something to talk about, that's not stupid or generic. You know, when people can teach you things, that's sexy.
Right. I feel that on a deep spiritual level. What about you, Shahari?
Me, it's someone who can tell me the truth about myself. I just automatically.
Oh, Lord.
There's not everybody can do it.
I've been telling the truth about yourself this whole time, so what you trying to say?
Because it's not the truth. That's what you want it to be.
No. Is this, you know, are you trying to tell me something?
It's okay. No. Once again, it's what you want it to be.
It's okay.
Someone who can shade me just as well as I can shade them. That's like automatically just love there.
So Avi.
Who is Avi? Is that a person? Oh, you said Ivy. Ooh. You said it, not me.
Oh, interesting. I like how you didn't refute it.
Well, I was talking about the name, calling out the names and whatnot. We're not supposed to be doing that. But moving on to I told you wanted to start some shit. Shauna, what is yours? Are you muted?
I was, because I was cackling. Let's see, my biggest turn on. I will have to say, yes, someone who is able to hold a conversation, who can teach me something. It's funny you mentioned Ivy, because Ivy tells me that my type is like the nerdy anime tech dudes.
Yeah.
And I must say that is something that I do gravitate towards. Part of that is because, like, in my earlier time, I used to like talk to a lot of like thugs and drug dealers and stuff like that. So like I just kind of like shifted a little bit from that life. But outside of that, someone who can be able to balance things. Because like for everyone in general, it's difficult to balance things and create a balance. And and I don't know, for me, it seems like it's harder to find people that kind of like have a nice solid form of balance. So yeah.
Thugs and drug dealers, those are your mans?
At one point in my life, yeah, I was talking to to the gangbangers, the drug dealers, the prison folk. Even when I was in New York City, when I was living there, to call it, and I was living in Harlem. I might be giving away too much, but I doubt if those people would be listening. But I was like, really close with one of like the big dealers of the block and whatnot. So I'm like, all right, I can't do this. This is not it. Because it was one time where I had to like duck and hide and then like run out the brownstone. It was like, it was too much going on. So therefore, I was like, nah, that's not it. All right, next question. Favorite porn category?
I'm out.
I don't know.
I don't even watch it.
German that's powerful. Dungeon. That's powerful. Come through.
Who watches German Dungeon? You, Indy?
You do, remember?
Who?
You the one who said you watched it.
No, I didn't.
You might have been Kenneth. That might have been Kenneth. No, I could have sworn that was Kenneth. Because it was like all five of us.
I didn't watch it. I might have heard it, but I didn't watch it. We were all playing the game, and I just said it.
My God, yesterday.
My favorite type of porn, Shauna. You go first. Well, I curate the
answer. Now you curate the answer. I would say for me, my favorite porn would have to be, it's very specific. It's either T for T porn, or it's gay trans masculine porn.
What is T for T?
Well, how do you find that? Because I never find gay trans mask porn where the trans is the top. They're always the bottom.
But no, there are some what's it called? I use Twitter for porn, so a lot of my porn I get from Twitter. And some of my some of the people I follow on like Twitter, Instagram are sex workers and porn stars. And yeah, and so sometimes they are the tops and sometimes they are the bottoms, and they are attractive to me no matter what.
Interesting.
And then and every now and then I like a good tea for tea porn. But like, and tea for tea, I'm talking like trans for trans. And that, I just like it when it's like natural looking. I don't like when it's like too much production. I like almost like amateur in a sense when it comes to like tea for tea porn. Because like the production stuff just seems just too much sometimes.
I can feel that, you know. But I actually really like the good old days where porn had a storyline.
You know, but you know, like if I watch like regular, if I watch like cis gay porn or cis het porn, then yeah, that's when I like it has to be like a full story.
Well, see, I feel like porn is a great opportunity to be like many iterations of film. I really like porn production, but I just wish, you know, my problem is I'll go into watching porn and expect it to be film quality, where the film isn't the purpose. But, you know, I'll sit down and watch a porn for the storyline and then skip to the money shot at the end and then go about my business. Like, you know, but I really like... I usually exclusively watch gay porn.
Gay porn as in?
Like cis gay porn. Or like, cis gay porn. I don't watch lesbian porn. It's
okay.
Yeah, but I like the ones where like somebody owes rent money. Specifically. Like it just feels really real to me.
Bless it.
Like it just feels authentic. you know, those you know, sometimes bisexual threesomes with two men, I think, you know, as a young
person, some of those be good.
Yeah, like, you know, I thought, you know, I can't say as a child, but like, you know, as a young person, I just had dreamed about being spit roasted. And
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that is unexplained.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Because I was gonna explain it to you, baby.
But bottom line, I love porn with a good, you know, a strong plot, you know. Just a good story to carry me home.
All right. Speaking of home, we are wrapping down our time because I know Indy, you have to go. You have plans. Yeah. So on a nice.
When I look up spit roasted, it comes up with chicken recipe.
I mean, it can be chicken. It can be pork. I mean, it can be beef. You know, it depends on what kind of meats is in the middle. But last question. What is your favorite cartoon character?
You know, I watch anime. Why did you ask me?
So who's your favorite character?
I don't have favorite characters.
Oh, excuse me then.
You got to pick the actual production. Then I'll pick a favorite character.
You know what? I don't have time to see that. I don't.
Right now, my favorite cartoon character is Tuca from Tuca and Birdie. I've been watching that a lot. And I just feel like there's so much depth in Tuca's character that's disguised behind, you know, just how whimsical she is. It's beautiful.
Nice. I would say for me, I know growing up, him from Powerpuff Girls was my fave. Simply because him was androgynous and powerful and yeah, and like had like a layer of like of peel and everything. Like it was me and I just didn't know it.
I just came up with one.
Go ahead.
Mine would be Courage the Cowardly Dog, because he saved his family.
Okay.
He saved his family so many times and they didn't even realize it. So I'd just be in the background doing my thing.
Is that how you think of yourself?
That's Courage is very brave. That's a what?
Courage is very brave.
Yeah, he was very brave. And he was purple.
He was pink.
He was pink.
He was pink.
He looked purple to me. I'm slightly colorblind, you know.
Oh, child. Anyways, thanks, Indy, for being a part of this
thank you so episode. Much.
This has been so much fun. We definitely have to do this again.
Definitely.
Alrighty, so if you guys enjoy today's podcast, just to let you know, there will be many more like this. Also, you can join us on Instagram at Why the Songbird Sings for Happy Hour with the Songbird, where I, Shonda Songbird, gather a couple of my friends with a couple of drinks, and we'll discuss different topics, have a good time, and may even incorporate some of you to the live stream. And so catch us there on Instagram. Also, we have a Facebook page, Why the Songbird Sings Podcast, on Facebook. And so like, subscribe, and keep in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. And love to see you next time. Bye.
Reflection.